The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Investors always on the hunt for rock solid growing REITs to add to their portfolios for a mix of both capital gains and stable dividend income. And if you're looking for exposure to overseas markets, one such REIT that offers this is main board listed Ascendas India Trust. Well, the REIT owns 7 IT parks and 1 logistics park in India. In the studio with me this morning is Sanjeev Desgupta, CEO of Ascendas India Trust. Sanjeev, good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Start us off by walking us through the portfolio of Ascendas India Trust. I mean, describe what you have, where exactly they are.
Sure. We have 7 business parks in India, mm-hmm. which primarily cater to the IT clients. And we have 1 logistics park as well. Roughly about 93% of our revenue comes from IT business parks and about 7% from logistics. Historically, we've been in the southern part of India, Bangalore, Chennai, Hyderabad, because roughly about 2/3 of India's software exports originate from these cities. And in recent years, actually, specifically in Feb 2017, we went into Pune, which is on the western side of India, closer to Mumbai.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we're roughly now about $2 billion in terms of assets.
Okay.
And we were about $800 million 5 years ago. So we've grown about 2.5 times in the last 5 years.
And since you brought that up earlier, like moving to the western side of India, Pune, what did you see? What opportunity did you see there?
So Pune is actually also a fast-growing technology cluster.
Okay.
And there were certain companies that preferred to tap the talent pool in the West, in Mumbai and Pune.
Okay.
And this helped us to get access. So we got some very interesting tenants as a result of the acquisition, like, for example, EMC Square, which is a world-leading storage company, mm-hmm. Accenture. So it worked out pretty well for us.
All right. In the studio with me this morning is Sanjeev Desgupta, CEO of Ascendas India Trust. We see that Ascendas India Trust's area of growth increased about 12% compounded annual growth rate since listing. What is the growth strategy that's led to this?
So we have 3 or 4 key avenues of growth. One of the things which is a little unique about us, that though we are a REIT, we have a substantial development pipeline. We've almost got about 6.5 million square feet of developable area sitting within the trust. Mm-hmm. And that has been quite a profitable avenue of growth for us. Our development yields have been upwards of 15%. So been a very profitable source of growth. Besides that, our sponsor, Capitaland, has a large IT park under development near Pune.
Okay.
We also have various third-party acquisitions that are in our pipeline. And last but very important is logistics. That's a new avenue of growth for us.
Okay. You've mentioned Pune twice now, you know, access to talent close to the western side of India. Any other, you know, forward purchase acquisitions in recent years you could highlight? Any recent acquisitions, the rationales behind them perhaps?
Sure. So one of the things which we've observed over time within our portfolio is most of our tenants grow their presence within the park over time.
Okay.
So it always makes sense to look for properties which are nearby, mm-hmm. where they can grow without increasing their cost significantly. So one of the things which we've done in the forward purchase strategy is that we've often worked with our partners in different cities, and whenever they've been able to acquire land contiguous to the existing IT park that we already have, we've entered into these forward purchases. So we've done that successfully in Hyderabad. A1's A1 and A2 are a reflection of that. Blue Ridge 3 is a reflection of that. The one new location that we got into is in Mumbai, which is Aurum IT SEZ. So that is our first foray in the IT business park segment in Mumbai.
Okay. And you've had about a year since you have diversified into the logistics sector. I know you mentioned that very briefly earlier on. How has that panned out for you so far? And do you have an outlook in the logistics sector where India is concerned?
So maybe I'll start with the macro for India on logistics.
Sure.
I think there are 2 key drivers. One is that in July of 2017, the Indian government announced GST. And that has made a significant change in the way companies organize their supply chain. So they're moving from small fragmented warehouses into large distribution centers. Okay. We are seeing many of the big FMCG companies, the likes of Unilever and many others, making this transition. So the second thing is e-commerce. E-commerce in India is a very high growth segment. So companies like Amazon and Walmart, which are the two big online players now, are the ones which are very, very actively growing their portfolio. So if you look at overall leasing volumes there in between first half of last year and first half of this year, it's up almost 31%.
Oh, wow.
So I must say that even for us, we acquired these free trade warehousing zone properties on the outskirts of Mumbai. And from the time that we acquired them and now they're running at full occupancy, the pipeline from new customers to build more warehouses is pretty strong. So we are actually helping our partner there as well to build a new property within that same location.
Okay. Sanjeev Desgupta, CEO of Ascendas India Trust, in the studio with me. Apart from the logistics sector, if I were to ask about a wider outlook for India's property sector, what is your outlook for that market?
So India continues to be a very, very important base for companies, global companies, primarily US, but also increasingly from other geographies who are looking to push a lot of their software development activities, R&D activities into India.
Sure.
And so we continue to see all of our clients actually growing. We're seeing a lot of new companies set up. That has driven the demand for IT business parks. The other two interesting trends are talked about e-commerce on the logistics side, but the e-commerce company is also taking more office space. The other interesting trend is co-working. So WeWork, for example, has grown very, very aggressively in the last 3 years in India. So that's a whole new segment of office demand that has opened up.
It's very different for them because they are having some issues in the United States. They've this morning have downplayed their valuation, right? But when it comes to India, it's a lot of growth that we're seeing. So you have to kind of approach it very differently. Yeah. I got a tricky one for you, Sanjeev, if you can help me out with this. Ascendas India Trust collects its rent in Indian rupees, but pays out unit holders in Singapore dollars.
Yes.
So what we see is a depreciation in the India rupee against the Singapore dollar that could have that will have an impact on earnings. My question, Sanjeev, is what are you doing to minimize currency risks, especially when you see the rupee weaken against the Sing dollar?
We do two things primarily. On the balance sheet side, we hedge our loans. It's a lot cheaper for us to borrow in Singapore and Sing dollars and then hedge into rupees. Mm-hmm. Interest costs in India are high. So there is a meaningful spread by borrowing in Singapore. So our board approved policies, at least 50% of our loans will always be hedged.
Okay.
But you look at it historically, we've been hedged about almost 65 to 75% most of the time. On the income side, what we do is every 6 months we distribute dividend. So every month we take rolling forward covers to match the dividend payout timeline.
Right.
So this has helped us to mitigate. It doesn't remove the currency risk, but does mitigate the risk.
That's the best that you can do, really. Yeah. Final question for you. It's an opinion question. What is your view on the current interest rate environment? And more importantly, how does this affect REITs?
So REITs are extremely sensitive to interest rates. If you would recall, like about a year back, I think most of 2017, when there was this expectation that interest rates would go up, the REIT share prices took a hit.
Yes.
And now that we're seeing a more benign environment, especially the Fed for the first time in a decade has dropped rates by 25 basis points.
Could happen again.
How we're seeing that reflecting in Singapore as well. I think rates have come off almost 50 basis points in the last few months. In India, the RBI is also dropping rates. So, given that economic growth outlook is weak, rates are the one of the key stimulus measures. So that does probably indicate that for the next year or two, we will see low interest rates, which would be a good thing for REITs from a financing standpoint, definitely.
All right. Appreciate your opinion on that. Sanjeev Desgupta, CEO of Ascendas India Trust, in the studio with me this morning. Thanks very much and have a great weekend ahead.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.